say Rav Yosef Chazan Shlita.
Right, and therefore shoyter it says in Bukovskar is gematria 910, which is gematria Tishrei, which is also gematria Tomatia, another pasuk in the sixth parasha. A person who has shoyter b'shoyter in the chodesh El, therefore he is assured of Tomatia. And I want to focus on one little gematria today. Just one small part. The Avos Yisrael, the Vishnu Rebbe, says Shoyftim v'shoytrim is 1004, which is Gematria, Delas, and Shar. Hello? Made your day? What is Delas and Shar? I've already discussed Delas and Shar like 100 times over the last 2 months. Everyone knows we do set favors for the Yisrael. It's Chodesh El, Mayim Aleph, Simin Ches. The Yisrael says the 12 months of the year are mechuvin keneged the 12 letters in the shame of Hashem, Adnai, the Milui. You got that? So Aleph. Aleph is La'aleph Lamed Pei, right? Which is keneged Nisan Ir Sivan. And then Dalas is keneged Tammuz of an El. Dalas Lamed Tav. Each one of the four letters is a multiple of three. For any mathematicians, 4 times 3 is 12. So that each one of the Yud Beis tells us that each one of Yud Beis Chadoshim is the Chulin Kineged, one of those letters. So, hello? So, Tammuz of an Elul. If you have just Tammuz and Av, what do you have? Dal. Right? Then comes Chodesh Elul, and you add the Tav to Dal, and instead of Dal, you get Delz. Alderazeh. We discussed like 100 times, hello? Yeah? Which two Shvatim are Mechuvin Keneged Tammuz and Av? Reuven and Shimon. Which is Keneged the Chushim of Re'io and Shmia. Any brilliant, hello? Yeah, hello? Reish and Ashin. Re'io and Shmia. Reuven is called Reuven, Ra Hashem Ba'onyi. And Shimon was called Shimon, Kisham Hashem. Yisnu Anayuchi. That's Reish and Shimon. You don't got to be a genius. Rosh and Dal have the same meaning in Pabrish. Yeah? Aber Chodesh Elul is connected the letter Ayin, says the Pri Yitzira. So instead of Rosh, you hack around an Ayin in between scrambled letters, and you get the word Shar. Therefore, says the Holy B'nai Yisrael, when we start Slichas, the Chodesh Elul, we start with the words Kedalim Ucharoshim. The fact in the Sefer. Here are the two in Chodesh Tammuz and Av, Chodesh month of Churban. We were Kedalim of Chorashim, and now the Eibishter Speseach Shar, the Doif gave it through. He opens up the gates, he opens up the Delas, the Shar, and therefore, Lehudim, we have all kinds of Givald, the Gebrachs. Yes? So, what two letters have we added into the equation? Instead of Dal and Rosh, we added a Tav to Dal, we got a Delas. Instead of Rosh, we add an ayin, hello, and you get shar. So the two added letters are what? Ayin and hello. Is anyone like alive? Anyone not brain dead? Please, like, make yourself known. Hello. So we added an ayin and tav into the equation, and therefore this period of the year is known as Ace, as per a pasuk in Chumash you read a few weeks ago, not too long ago. Ve'etchan el Hashem bo Ace lemer. Which is after Sichin Va'oi, which Moshe Rabbeinu reckoned is now an ace rosin, right? So Paschal Hashem bo ace lamer. Lamer is always Chadal Dash and Lidairis, right? That all generations, Ayid, the Chodesh Arachim Vaslichas, the gates are open in the Shar, the Delas is open in the month of El. So far, so good. Which, by the way, that's what he said in the Pasuk. Moshe Yidaber. It's quote from the Marash of Slon. It doesn't say Moshe Diber, Moshe Yidaber. Future tense. Moshe Rabbeinu was always standing there, Mishkanin, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Vanit Filosi Lucha Hashem, Eisrosi. That we have El is a period of Eisrosi. And therefore, Aneni, the endless Yishech, Aneni, I always say, is Gimatria, hello. Nachmu, Nachmu, Ami, Yomer, that is the Nechama for the Churban of Tammuz and Av, etc., etc. And therefore, hello. Yeah? With these, yeah? This answers many. This answers, I'll give you just two examples of Medrash pleas, which are pilly ploys, like Barasit Igor, like that. Hello? There's a Yalkut in Parashas Vayelech. The Yalkut says that Moshe Rabbeinu stood before the Emishter, and he said, Omer Lefon, Rebbeinishel, Haniach Ayin Achas Sheli Tachas Hadelas. Hello? I don't know how to eat this. I don't know how to do with this. Take one of my eyes and place it under the Delas, the Echye Velay Omos, and I'll live and I won't die. Which the Eberster said, Ravloch. Can you explain what does it mean to take an eye under the Delas, and therefore I'll live? And there's another method, even more like superficially stranger. The Pasuk says, Tachnunim Yedaber Rosh. The impoverished poor man, the only Ve'evian, he speaks B'Tachnunim. That it refers to who is the Tachnunim Yedaber Rosh? That refers to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Oshir, Yana, Azos, we're contrasting the poor man who speaks with humility and contrite. The rich guy, he answers with Azos. This refers to HaKadosh Baruch, who is called Ashir Shalom. And therefore the Eibishter said, Rav Loch Leisaber Sayyad, you ain't going across the yard. Hello? If a rabbi would get up in Manchester and say that in the drosha, he'd be stoned to death for our fear. Osher Yana Azuz refers to the Rebbeinishim. Hello? What do you do with this mention? So the Svarim HaKadosh type, based on this B'nai Yisrael script. Tammuz and Av are months of Chur. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael. And we all know that if Moshe Rabbeinu would have been successful, he would have built the base of Bechira. That would be the end of history. And that would have been Bayis Nitzchi. And that would have been Mashiach. Right, the Eibishter said that. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to take the Ayin. So instead of Rosh, you'll get a Shar, and put it under the Dal. Instead of Dal, you'll get a Delas. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Bechina from Tachnunim Yedaber Rosh. He was davening. He was praying for the Tikkun of the months of Tammuz and Av. To which the Eibishter Ashiri Shel Olam Yana Azus. Which are the two letters that we add in Chodesh Elul? The Ayin in the Shah, in the Rosh, and the Tav in the Delas. Hello, the Dal. Yeah, we had. Yeah. And which months is Elul and Tishrei?
6 and 7.
Which in Lashon HaKodesh, which letters represent 6 and 7? Vav and Zayin. So you add Vav and Zayin to the Ayin and Tav. What do you get? But Osher Yana asks, at the moment, awesome. At the moment, Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't help you. I can't be Mesakin at this moment in time. Tammuz and Av, which is the Churban, which whatever. Aver is the in the next month. Just hold on there. And you have Elul and Tishrei. And from then on, everything will be Achtoid Lisa. Okay? So these are the months I understand very well of Dela, Shar, and Delas, and therefore, Shoytzim. The Shoytzim says the Havas Yisrael is Begimachia Sharon Dels. Now you understand it? What do you understand? What in the world does Shoytzim, Shoytzim, Titan Lecha got to do with opening up doors of tshuva, of hearts? What's one thing to do with the other? Hello? So let me just be medak, too simple to you. And what I'm saying now is like every Sefer, all Svarim HaKadosh. I'm taking it from the Paparov, the Yechiyosef, but that. Shoytzim, Shoytzim, Titan, what's the next word? Could anyone tell me what would be lacking if it just would have said shayftim v'shaytrim tiktin v'chol sharach. That's l'chol. Hello? Then there's an interesting measure. Halach. We're asking halachim. Kroy v'shal od ma'ushi mutul leishe bedinim. In halacha, a dayan is being done a case. Could a korov, is a korov, someone's related, is he kosher to be done as korov? Kachshan, a chachonim, a list of Elohim, a krovim, etc. Kishem, she a korov, posel hoyid, kach posel lo. Just like a korov is posel to give edus, so he's posel to be done. Omar Yisrael, okay, why did you say, why the comparison? Omar Yisrael, by Yechoy, he said the posel, the nikshu akhehanim b'nei levi v'goymer, right? Val pi and ye kol riv v'chol nega. So the Torah juxtaposes riv and nega. Just like nega is b'yoyim haris, right? Is by day, so to when do you judge dinim? B'yoyim, right? And just like by a riv, a korov is posel, hu adin legabe a nega. Which is a very fascinating halacha. I've just learned that, that a korov is posel is it. Yeah? What in the world does this got to do with the etzem ha-mitzvah mina deyon? You imagine a dayan over a whole shevet, or a whole city, or pelach, right? What does this got to do with the specific din that a korov is posel? What? The Chazal say, the famous Gemara, tzadikim yitzar ha-tayshik, rishoyim yitzar rashi. So the firas of a person, the person's on hogo, is called judgment. Right? If the Yitzhar is judging you, the Yitzhar Toiv, whatever you are, and this is one of the avoidas hakoshes in life, that how can a person judge yourself, when a person is a korov yitzhar. Okay, like, give me a simple example. Everyone knows the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak of Obus. Rebbe says, "Eizah derech yishara sheyaver le odom kol shi'tiferes loyisel v'tiferes loy." No. Which the obvious glaring question is the tachlis of Torah masbivim to get tiferes mina odom? You want to boast? You want to be full of vain glory? Whatever. What's the tiferes mina odom? Says the Mezr Shmuel b'shem b'chosr b'yisiv. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, "Kol derech ish yosher v'ein." The nature, the teva of a human being is the path that you've taken always seems right in your own estimation. Because Adam Karav is atzmai, and a person has an negia ishus. If anyone ever went through the Sichas Musar of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he has dvorim mafhilim on the koyach of a negia to shoychad, this expansion to blind the person from reality. A person can be a godol shebigdolim, with examples of Rafanach, and nevertheless he's blinded by his. As you do with the Remez, kol anagoyim adam roya chutz min ligei atz. Right. Therefore, the pasuk says when you face a question in life, so you have to make a cheshvin. What derech should I take? Either derech shavon has to be tiferes loyzeh. This is the rotzon abayrim. But it also has to be tiferes loy min. It doesn't say min kol adam. They got to take a poll. Am I going to be popular? What will the women in the Vayvish will say? You got to make a chetron ha adam with ea yidiyah. A kamal chacham, a gadol b'Yisrael, elch, ayiv, zmurim e'am. What will he say about this question? This drach, a person has the Yitzhara, and everyone knows the Torah of Hashem too, that shoychit mishumah mechayev, the Gemara says in Shabbos. Rav says, Mishum Tzideya. Which Sheikh are we talking about? The place is Sheikh Ita Alma. Who is the Sheikh Ita Alma? Who has thought of Ita Hora Malach HaMoles. Right? But the Eibishter created the Ita Hora. The answer is that the Ita Hora tries to seduce you to Averis. That's what his raises the edge is. However, the problem is, right, that he turns the Aver into a mitzvah and the mitzvah into Aver. And that's unpardonable. I want to tell you before, I had a discussion with somebody. I get very, very upset. We will talk about it later, if we have time. Very often I speak to people, you know, Choshra people, Rabbanim, and they have these monochromatic, one aspects, one solution to all problems. Right? The endless is life is complex and people are complex, and it's not a one size fits all solution. Many people have that, and they know one thing, whatever, and the whatever. So we were talking about this issue. So I told him a vort, and his first reaction was apikursis. Right? Let me say the vort, my apikursis, right? The Gemara in Kiddush, the Gemara says the Eibush to said Barossi Eitzora, Barossi Leitaira, Tav. So the Pashtus, what? The Pashtus chat is that the Eitzahora, how do you conquer Eitzahora with Taira? I told him there's a chat, right? The Eitzahora came before the Eibush, right? And he said, you're creating me, because a person has to have Bechira Chavshus, right? You have to be 50-50, be balanced, right? And therefore you have to equally Shlach Malazai. Of the Eitz Ahora says, Yidin or B'nei Abraham Yusuf Yankiv, Yidin or Holy, Yidin as a Neshama. Nishnah does, ultimately you could fall by the Eitz Ahora once or twice, whatever. Aber, L'Oilam Void, you become Mo'us in the Aveira, you Mo'us yourself, and you feel like 2 cents, you feel like a low life, whatever. And therefore, at the end of the day, the Eitz Ahora tied into the Eivish, even if he temporarily Chapsacha, Meshigas or whatever, Roshdus, and he listens to the Torah, sooner or later he's going to do tshuva, and then not only will he whatever, he'll become a Baal tshuva, and Makash Baal tshuva, Oimdim. So I really have no future. I'm like destined to fail. I'm set up to fail. To which that's trapped in the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, Baruch Davis said, Barossi Yetorah, Barossi Loi Torah Tavon. The Eivish that created for the Yetorah Torah. So you could sit there and see Subanei Mei, Shalom Alei Nafshi, right? I learned Daf Yomi Bavli and Yerushalmi every day with Allah. I can't sin. And if I did sin, the Eibush will live. And therefore, I have nothing to worry about. And this guy heard this chat and he was going bonkers. Like, how could you say such a bargain? So I said, you know who says it? The Kosher Sermagim. In the name of his Rebbe, the Rebbe of the Melech of Lishens. Awesome. When I first saw this board, I thought it was like whatever. When I said that's pshat. A person cannot judge themselves because you're a karev, you're negeya b'davar. Kol anegoyim adam roya chutz minegei atzmi. Therefore, the pasuk says shayftim v'shaytrim titein l'cha. Every at all the kadmoner he said every individual has to appoint a shayfit whatever. And that's what I say to Rav, this Dalek ben HaSofik. If you have a Rav, you won't come to Sofik. Sofik is Gimach Yeram, Amalek, and you will be put into your place. And that's what says the Papa Rav. Ki polim chod bavar lamishma, b'dam l'dam, b'din l'din b'negel l'negel. Sometimes in the Torah is Tzivea, and if you're in mitzvahs, into Averis, and Averis into mitzvahs, you don't know what's Eza Derech Yishkenor, what does the Rebbeinu Shalom want to be? Ben Negel and Negel, not only in matters of halacha, but even in matters of midah. Because everybody knows that every midah has to be taken to midah. So sometimes a midah which you assume, Gaib is the shirish, purish, a lot of all the midahs. But there are times, the Gemara says, Sanhedrin, Chayiv Adelaid Mishulin Nevra Oilom, etc., etc., etc. I'll give you 100 rights, right? When to use which particular midah is very, very difficult. The only eight of the Torah gives, the Kamta, Valisa, Lamokim. You have to go to the Kahanim, the Ide Hashem, the Nechachonim, right? And they will tell you, therefore it says by Negoim, we're comparing Negoim to Riv, Yiveriv. It says, Vihigir Akoyen Lamer, the Chazal, Malam, Nech, Akoyen, Oymon, Lejivir, Kibushim. And that has to be Biyoim, by day. Day is a beer that you see with a clarkite. What is the Rosh Hashem? Which midah does the Eibush, or which derech does the Eibush want of me in? Now that's why I understand the avoid of Chodesh El, Shoyftim v'Shoytrim, is v'gimatria, delas and shar, dafka to the avoid of Shoyftim v'Shoytrim. It opens up the gates. Which is the reason I'm not going to elaborate on it, but if you want to look in last week's parasha, in Imri Noyim, parasha 8, Ray, by the way, you don't got to be a genius, stands for El Rosh Hashanah, hello? So the Amar Noyim says, Chodesh El is Gimatria Kisei Rachman, which is Gimatria Sanhedrin. I could go on like 20 years about this Amar Noyim. It's like, wow. It's like a tifa, rosin, but that's not the point. I see that Sanhedrin, which by the way, I remember when the Rebbe spoke about it. Why did Chazal call the Bez Nagodol Sanhedrin, which is a Greek word? I have no idea. I can't remember what the Rebbe said. Right? But Sanhedrin is a word, Greek word, but that's what Masef is called, Sanhedrin, which is Gimachia Kisirachman, which is Gimachia Choydishel. Is a charaya that when you have the mitzvah, this parsha of Minu Dayonin, of creating a Sanhedrin, etc., etc., that itself is Ma'ura Rachman Rabban for Kal Yisrael, right? And I always wonder, like in Chabad, the meaning is that once a year, every kila, skisli, whatever, they make a chalukah sashas. So every person takes one masechta, and together you finish shas in unison. Which masechta did the Rebbe take himself personally? Sanhedrin. Previous Rebbe also, right? Someone mentioned there was an Elie Katz, a big goon, he was the abezin of Be'er Sheva. He just mentioned, by the way, how many blocks are there in the Masechta Sanhedrin? Excluding the Shaar block. If you remember, in learning Gemara, it always starts in the base. Hello? So how many blocks are there in the Masechta Sanhedrin? Hello? It didn't change since last time you went through. 112, right? And how many blocks are there in Makkis, which is 100 ayahs? The Makkis and Hedra on the Masechta, 23. How much is 23 and 112 in Makoilu?
135.
In Makoilu? 136. What is 136? Kol, or Tzoyim, or Mamin. All of three brings Kaporas, etc., etc. Right, you with me? Anyone out there? Yeah? So what do I see? That dealing with Minu Dayonim opens up the Shar and the Teles to bring I didn't explain why. How does this work? What is the modus operandi? How does it work? Why is Minu Dayonim open up the gates? So I want to tell you a voice, simple voice today. Mamish, partially true. First, I throw in a bunch of kashas from the Bigdonis Eliezer, Berek Sasarov, the Aiden of the Kol Ari. Just a simple book. Question number one. Who remembers? Anybody? We discussed this already like 20 times. What is the Sirur Shem Avaya of the month of El? You read it from the Sefer Tevis. Utstaka Tielanuki. Anyone please, like I'm a simple guy, what in the world is the pulse? We had it a few weeks ago. Utstaka Tielanuki got to do with Chodesh El. Okay, so let me just be marked with the second question. On the pulse, Shayf and Mishaytrin, then it's a Tzedek Tzedek, says the Medrash. The Eibush is telling Yisrael, Bornei, my sons, Chayechem, B'schus she'atken b'shamrim es adin, because you keep the din, right? Ani misgave. The Eibush Kvayochel is exalted, is uplifted through you keeping the din. Shinem, right? Paul says, Vayig b'ashem tzvokes, v'mishpo. V'al yidei she'atken makbiyim o'yisi, al yidei din, ani o'yisi imchem tzvoka, because you pick me up by keeping pure, unmitigated, unadulterated, pure judgment, I will do tzvaka, shenemer v'akel v'akadosh, nikdash b'tzvaka. Hello, Earth. What does this mean? How do you be asking this? You pick up the Eibush, you might be the Eibush v'yachol through mishpat, right? And because you pick up the Eibush through mishpat, right? The Eibush pays you back by tzvaka. So there's a famous medrash. Everyone knows the medrash. I've quoted this like 100 times. The Medrash says there's a principle. Kishe yesh din, ain din. Kishe ain din, yesh din. Explains the Medrash. When there's a no din lamato, then there's a din lamayla. When there's a din lamato, then there's no din lamayla. What does this mean? How does it work? If you remember another parsha of dinim, the Eila HaMishpotim HaShatosim Lefneim, says the Medrash, Zesh Amar Akasa, relate to a Pasuk, also Chen Lechol Goy, right? And relate to another Pasuk, Zesh Amar Akasa, the Oiz Melech Mishpat Oiz, Ata Kainanta Mishoran. When does the Eibishter have when the oiz, his strength, is brought out when he makes a mishpat to the goyim, umus oiz. Aber ato kainantu mishorin, yashus kainantu le'avecho mishpat tzvaka b'yakav atosiz. The Eibush likes, he enjoys, he has pleasure when he does mishpat tzvaka of the clouds. Or what in the world does this mean? So the Sfarim HaKadosh of Kadmoyim say, there's a pasuk, capital, ayin, beis. The pasuk says in Tillim, Mishpatecha Elohim lemelech tein, v'tzidkos v'lo ben melech. Eibush to give your mishpat to the king, v'tzidkos v'lo your tzedakah lebem melech, to a prince. What in the world does this mean? So the Sfarim explain as like, Lomer Zogin, you have a kingdom, you have a country. And they have to appoint the king. In this country, there's a constitution, there are rules and regulations, right? They need to appoint a leader. It shouldn't be rudderless. So what they do is they appoint, eventually, committee comes up, they appoint the king. The king is only king by virtue of the fact that he has to abide by the laws. He's also bound by the laws. Otherwise, he loses all reason to whatever. That only applies to the king himself. Aber the Irish Eitzer, his prince, his son, who's going to eventually take over, he is not, he's going to become king, not by virtue of whatever, he's because, to the end that he could do what he wants, and he's able to act, even lift the Mishuris. Okay? So, the pure Mishkur is given to a Melech. V'tzit kalscha, the Mishur stoka, that is for the prince. And that, with that you understand the famous Chazal, that they asked Midas Hadin, they asked whatever, what should be the Nefesh HaChaitas, what should be the punishment, whatever, the destiny of some of the sins, they asked Nebuah, they asked Chochmah, etc. And the bottom line was, let his head go ruling. They asked the Eivishter, the Chvedev Atzmai, and the Eivishter said what? Yach HaTshuvah is happening. Because the Eibusher at the end of the day is Siba Kol Asiba, he's a Kol Yochel, he could do what he wants. Because he made the Mishpat. Right? So it's like a Pesha Azar Pesheter. He could do what he wants with the Mishpat. Masha Ein came, someone else is bound by the Eibusher's Mishpat. Kun place a Bezdin, that's trap. Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoy. A Bezdin got to follow strict Mishpat, what is Allah, and Tukhonar of Simon, right? That's why it's a Bezdin, right? When you, this is the word, when you follow strict mishpat, that's that the Eibusha could do with you, tzedakah. So when there's a din lamato, then there's ain din lamayla, because the Eibusha is dealing with you and even a tzedakah, b'china from tzedakah. And that's what the pasuk, milfonecho mishpat yetze, necho techazena mishor. If the mishpat comes from the Rabbeinu Shalom and a Jew recognizes he's bound by halacha, right? So we say tzedek u'mishpat b'choin kisacho chesed ve'emes yikadu panecho. When he fears it with mishpat, strict judgment, right? Why? Because it's the Eibishter's judgment. It's coming from the Eibishter. Then chesed ve'emes yikadu panecho. You can have what chesed and chesed before, and the Eibishter gives us all the finimishuris in it. And that's an elu amishpatim asher tosim lifneim. Who's the lifneim? The loy lifneim. Akum Chazal say, because by goy, even if he's bound by whatever, it's because it makes sense. It's etiquette. We don't want the ishes reyachayim bloy. So it's all based al pisechel, right? But ain't a yid knows that the imik of even the mishpatim is really coming. Is I've said it like a thousand times. The emes even mishpatim are really chukim. They're coming from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, right, when a Yid keeps even mishpatim, with that he's mamtik all the din. That's the yashus koinanto loyavech. You remember a pasuk a few weeks ago, Parshas Chana, hello? Where the pasuk, the chacham, asked the question, ma ha'edus v'chukim ha'mishpatim, asher siv ha'shem lekenu eska. And what do you answer the chacham? What's his kashas? I don't know. So you got a whole spiel, v'avodavim l'farim Yisrael, as we say in Dagon, right? By itself, at the end, by Yitzhaveinu, Hashem Likainu, last is called the Chukim O'ilu. Any problems here? The Chacham asked what ma Eidus va Chukim ma Mishpat. Three different categories of mitzvahs. So we end off, after the whole Sipur of Yitzhias Mitzrayim, ויזדנו השם אליקנו לעשות לו חוקם אלה, לטוב לנו כל היומים, ולחייסנו כיום הזה. He asked about three, and we... So the Svarim HaKadoshim Taich, Hu Asher Dimar. He wants to know, why are there three different... The Chacham wants three different categories of mitzvahs. Chukim, I understand, but the Eivish wouldn't have given it, you would know. Eidos is giving Eidos and Achdos Hashem. Why do we have to keep mitzvahs, right? Mitzat Mishpotim, when they're logical and self-evident, and they're the kinds of things that you would do even... You weren't commanded. Baraya, going into the street, also tries to keep them. And the answer is, Vayetzaveinu Hashem Likeinu, even the Mishpatim we keep because the Eibishter commanded. And therefore, and even the Mishpatim are B'chinas Kukim. Once that happens, therefore, the Pasuk, what does the Pasuk say? That through that, which day is called Hayom? Rosh Hashanah. And therefore the Pasuk then continues, hello? Which we said is the Siddur Shem Havaya of the month of Elul. That Elul teaches us that whatever happens, whatever he does, even the Mishpatim, is kept mitzad the Eibish. So when a person judges himself, and he appoints the Mishpatim on himself, because the Karav Eitzel Atzmoi, now I understand the word of the Avos Yisrael that Shoytim Mishoytim is Gimashia Delas and Char, because that opens up the Ma'ur, the Eibish Rachman on Kal Yisrael. The Emes isn't even enough deeper. There is a there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says Brachas Godol Nekama Shenitnu Ben Shnei Oisif. Nekama, the Eibish's revenge, is great because it's said pasuk between two names of Hashem. Kael, Nekama is Abaya. Hello? So there's a, what's the pshat? Kael, Nekama is Abaya. There is a famous mashal from the Holy Baal Shem Tov, it's well known, I've said this many times. Mashal Ma'at David Leimit, it was a simple ignoramus. You know, one of these coarse people. Right? He didn't know anything about the king and his godless and whatever. And he spoke against the king. He rebelled against the king. He did a maizet tatuim in rebellion against the king's mouth. The king took him in, put him in a trial, whatever. The king decided, on the contrary, instead of what? Schmeissing him, instead of putting him in prison, beating him, whatever. The king decided to bring him to his palace to give him a job. And the more the simple, ignorant, coarse, vulgar person started seeing the king and appreciating his godliness. This is the fellow I rebelled against. This is that called Sar Surus, right? When Afal became, he's not like giving me shmeis. On the contrary, he's makarim me. The more kiruvim and the more brachas and whatever that he had, the more nervous. They have killed the kamis havayas. So what I have to say, the Eibish Namol could give him the kama, give a punishment for a person, whatever, by giving him all kinds of gevaldige brachas, and the person will feel like 2 cents, whatever. And that is a gewaldige conclusion. When the mishpat and the tzedaka is one and the same. Right? So a person can turn something negative into something positive. Bamed dvorim amurim, when does this hold true? I'm going to say now, sorry, because I'm going to say, when does this hold true? When a person has that sense of mind to know that the Eibishter wants only good for Kol Yisrael. The kashin is ruchni whatever. But you have to have the realization to know that whatever the Eibishter is doing is for a purpose, right? And then when you have the mishpat tzedakah, it becomes one and the same, and therefore you're given all these gevaldig brachos. I go on and on. But the ikur is, this week's parasha, this is central. You're not going to like what I have to say now. I'm going to be very, very controversial. What I said the board before. But the Barothi Yitzhara, Barothi Teretazim, I see all the time. Right? So I'm going to throw it out of Manchester for saying this in public. I'm telling you. I see all kinds of people, right? I see Matzavim in life. And people like this week's whole parsha, the whole idea of Asista, Piyashi Arucha, right? L'sosim and Adover, L'yimin and Smol. Everyone quotes the Rashi. I feel Yimin Shu, Yimin Shu Smol. No one bothers quoting the Yushalmi and Hurrius, which is Yachal Yimin Shu Smol, Yimin. Tamil Lamed Alechas Yamin and Smol. Talmud Loya, which means Al Yamin Shu Yamin, Al Smol Shu Smol. This idea of blindly following the leader, right? Yes, when he's telling you Yamin is small and small is Yamin, is Mufurish against the Yishan, right? And I often find extremes of people. There are those people, categories of people, who never have shaylos. They make it up as they go on. They run their life, going into the mood they're in. That's one type of shaylos. Then there's another type of person who says, Asay lecha, what's the thing? Ra. In my Girsa, in my Nuskaria, after Milcha Shabbos, it doesn't say, Asay lecha rabbonim. Ra. A person needs one rub. I see so many people pick and choose. For this, for Shailus and Avelus, I go to Rav X. I know he's made. In Shailus and Kasherus, I go to Rav V. For other Shailus, I go to Rav Google. There's a whole group of different Rabbanim, right? So the Seil Chorab, the Seil Chorabon. Granted, there's an Eridim, whatever. Steer depends on what, depends on halacha, depends on Sfora. In Sfora, the more people you learn from your mouth, right? This is also a great question. I'm scared to say this. In the past, I've gone to Rav. I wouldn't pass in Gebei B'chuch. Ever have a shayla? I go to a Rav, right? I ask a Rav a shayla, and I researched it well. Not to Google. I don't know what Google is. I don't know how to do it. Right? I went through all the shaklos and tashlos. Yeah? And I come to the choshev or whatever. What's this in the shayla? What's the tzak? Pashut mutter, pashut alser, whatever. And I felt like saying, what are you doing with the Shalom Shuvah? And I realized the guy doesn't got a clue about the whole Shalom Shuvah. And he just shoots from there. So when it says, Asay l'charav, that's an avoid, when avoid this kosher of a mikdash, first of all, finding a Rav who knows what he's talking about. Hey. I'm dead serious, I'm not joking. People go just because they're davening the shtibul because they're around the corner, because whatever, doesn't mean necessarily the fellow knows what he's doing. A chutzdev, there are people who have expertise and competence in different areas. There are Rosh Hashivis who know nationalism. There are Rabbanim who know halach, I would hope. There are Mukubalim who know Kabbalah, right? And when everything becomes one big sholent, it's a churban of Yiddish. And I could talk about this for hours. It's one of my favorite pet peeves about Manchester. Not everybody, because you know every Baruch Ber and every Shimon, doesn't mean you're a Gana Goinim when it comes to the Inki HaNefesh of a 20-year-old boy who's off the beaten track. There is different issues in life, right? And you have to know who to ask, but a Seilich HaRab means you have to Horva to find the Rab, right? Which is part of the Tzaddikim said, part of the Nisyonism. Huh? It's part of the Nisyonism of Iksa the Mashiach. That we daven to the Eivishter Shoymer Nafsh Chasidov Miad Rishoyim Yatzilim. When the Sanzarul said that before Mashiach comes, 95% of Torah mitzvah in the hands of the Samach Mem, you have to ask the Gevald the Gesiach the Shmaya to be put into Erlich hands. When the Iker is, let me just tell you one more before I. It's a Musa book, but it's negated to this topic. Go further in Parshas. Fast forward, Parsha Shoftim, and there's an Indian of Zokin Mamre. Everyone remember Zokin Mamre? Yeah? The guy had a machlokes, and they went to three bot they did in the Harabayas. They went to the Bez in the Pesach Harabayas, then they went to the Bez in Eretz Yisrael, then they went to the Lishkas Hagozes, the Sanhedrin, the Bez Nagodl, right? And the Bez Nagodl Paskin X, and this guy is a Zokin Mamre, right? And he refused to listen. And then he goes home and he's Meira Hiro against the Psak of the Bez Din HaGadol, right? Achaz Dos, he's put to death. Chol Ha'am Yishmu V'Yiro, listen. Yeah? Very interesting halacha. First of all, there's quite a few problems here. Right? First of all, where does Zokin Mamre apply? Seems to be there, Sakozuk. There's the Kamto Valisa, the Gemara says, Melamed Shamok and Geirim, it only applies when the Bez is sitting on the Lishkas HaGozer. By the way, this Indian of Yeminshu Smol, which, besides the fact that Stira is in Yishalmi, it's quoted, that applies to the Lishkas HaGozer. It doesn't apply to every Tamtik and Harry in the street. Right? Besides the one. but only applies in the Lishkas Hagozes when there's a diyun face to face and they come to this maskon. Okay, why? What happens if the Bezdin left the Lishkas Hagozes and the Zaken Mamre is Moira Fakir? He's not put to death. What they can do anything? Question number one. I think that was from the Talmud Rebbe. Nachazach. When you have ordinary dinei nefashos, how does it work?
Straight away.
In other words, you have a judgment that day. You then l'schus, you pass it immediately al asar. He's exempt. He's exonerated. If it's l'choiva, he's put to death. You have to wait till the next day. Maybe sleep on it. Right? That's it. Why? Because Chazal knew it's an inu yahadin that a guy knows he's being put to death, and you're gonna have to sit there on what we call in America death row for whatever. So it's done immediately. So you couldn't judge a person erev Shabbos, right? Or Shkos Shabbos, you get to wait till Sunday to. Yeah. One of the only exceptions to halacha is a zaken mamre. When is a zaken mamre? Machlik is Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in the Gemara, right? Sanhedrin. The halacha is the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim. Zaken mamre, you got to wait to the next rebbe. So the guy could be a zaken mamre from right after Chag HaSukkos. Hello, he's only put to death basically 6 months of Imi Yadin. Right? What happened here? Nachazach b'zaken mamre, a chumre zaken mamre. If you don't find out correctly, the Gemara says Tashma b'amar Yeshi Sholosh Dvorin Sachli Zira Mi'anchi Yishalayim. Three things. A Baal Shemochel Kinuyev is the king of his mochel. A Ben Seiru Meirah, whose parents don't want to put him to death, they have the right to be mochel. And the Zokin Mamre, if the Sanhedrin wants to relinquish or be mochel on their covet, they're allowed to. And Kishabasi is a Chaverish of the Doran, Al Shnaim Hoiduli, Al Zokin Mamre Lohiduli, Kdei Shalay Yibra Machlek is Bissel. So the Zokin Mamre is unique. The Bezin cannot. Be mechel under covet, etc., etc. Why is that? Why the chumris of a zaken mamre, etc., etc.? The pshat is like, oh man, what do I got to know? Can I be rude? Vast majority of people are totally ignorant. Hello? Vast majority of people are not going to grow up to become members of the Sanhedrin. Yeah? So why do I need the kol ha'om Yishmael? What's it relevant to them? The dinim of a Talmud Chacham was a member of the Sanhedrin. The Chazal are like Bahasloga. They speak unbelievably about a person who learns Torah without Yiddur Shemayim, right? It's like Yiferach, like the worst possible thing, right? He has no Torah, and his Torah becomes Faker, becomes crippled, and then Yiferach. Why is that? Alright, let me give you another example. The Gemara says, "V'shaftim reisim ben oivit ben tzadik l'rosh ben oivit l'gemara l'avodei." Right? Hainu tzadik, hainu. So the Gemara, "Ein l'doim l'shoyne pirkei meya pa'amim l'meya pa'amim bach." So a person learned the sugya 100 times. Hello, not bad, yeah. But he didn't learn 101 l'avodei. Why is that? L'habdul elef abdolus in any other discipline. Hello. If a person learned physics and he never learned sociology, he's an ignoramus in sociology, right? So you denigrate him. He just doesn't know this discipline. He doesn't know this area of science or whatever. In Yiddishkeit, it's nicht, right? A person learns something 100 times, but he's learning it mitzad because he thinks this is seichel, this is intellectually correct. By the way, Derech Agav, the Zaken Mamre is like he could very well be in the Zohar Mekoyer to it. The Zaken Mamre could be superior to the people in the Lishkas Hagozes that he's arguing. He could be Mishchikma L'mayla Gavoy. Over when Torah, yeah, I said this like 1,000 times, Torah is not wisdom. Torah is not seich, not rationality, not logic. Torah is the Chachma of the Eibishter. And the Chachma of the Eibishter only comes to the person when the Sanhedrin is sitting in Lishkas Hagozes, which is a place of Kedusha, the place where heaven and earth kiss, as the Zohar puts it, right? And therefore, this is Negeya not only to a Rav, to a member of the Sanhedrin, Every child that begins to learn Aleph Beis, when he's dovuk in the Chof Beis Asim Daraisa, he's dovuk in Kedusha of Alikus, of Kedusha, of holiness, which is something which is a mile from Seichel. And therefore the message of the Zaken Mamre, right, is applied to every single Jew everywhere, right? That Torah without Yerushalayim is not only it's not positive, it's negative. Right? And therefore the person, a person has to be dovuk in Elchin, Sadiqim, Tamil Chachamim, who know what they're talking about factually, like Simon and Sifat Shulchan Aruch. Someone was asked Samuel, the real, what is the Haskalah? Where does Chassidus begin? The Samuel Rebbe answered, Chassidus begins with the serious nefesh of every Simon and Sifat Shulchan Aruch. You gotta know what you're talking about. But over than that, it begins with Torah, which is connected to Yerushalayim, which is the central theme of this Mishparsha. And because a person, as we started, is Korobei, so Atzmai, by the way, Shoytim Shoytrim is Gematria. I told you Delos Bishar, but that's with the Vav. Without the Vav. Im HaKeva is the Im HaKoilu. Is Gematria, remember I'm sure it says somewhere, is Gematria Yerushalayim, 1001. Which is Gematria Kaper La'amchol Yisrael, right? When does a Jew achieve Kaporah? When his Torah, when his Yiddishkeit is filled with Yerushalayim. How do you get Yerushalayim? Dafka when? He lives with a cheshbon limor, the chushbon, a cheshbon tzedek, a libet nafshe, and with that we're ma'ir, all the rachmon sodim, raksivel simetayim, and the shalatayim.
Oh, man, swear!
Yes, not this coming Monday, it's the following Monday.
Yes,
the money. Yeah.
Good,
thank you. Hello.